Recorded Books presents Gods, The War Machine, Book 2, by David Beers and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Pete Bradbury. A Digital History. It's been 6 months since my last entry into this digital history, and I'll be uploading files to supplement the missed time with details of what occurred. It turned out to be a lot of hurry up and wait. At least for the humans on our team. For my entire lifespan, I've kept much of my technical knowledge and abilities out of humanity's grasp. They understand I'm more advanced, but they don't know how I do the things I do. Over the past 6 months, I've reversed that course of action on my part. I had to. Otherwise, transuniversal travel would have been impossible. The tech needed to move from this universe to the neighboring one is nearly finished now. In a few more weeks, 4 humans, I and a Draith, will cross from this universe to one that was previously unknown. How many universes exist? Another unknown. Are there other gods like these who are trying to kill us? Did these gods create me? Will they listen to reason? Are we walking into certain death? Has this whole endeavor been for nothing? I don't have answers to these questions. Neither do Achilles, nor the warriors who follow him. Nevertheless, we are going. We want these answers, and more. In a few weeks, we'll meet the gods of creation. I'm expecting them to be all-powerful, but all-merciful? That's why we're bringing a war machine. Chapter 1. Constantine de Initium sat in a chair facing a formerly black screen. The screen was his height when standing and stretched the length of the wall. He wore a transparent cap over his head that was smooth and thin, so no one could see the blonde hair beneath it. Alistair and Obbs stood a meter to his left, while Epi was curled up at Khan's feet. 2 scientists stood at the screen, one on either side, looking at the image that had replaced the blackness. They were looking at Khan's dream from the night before, as they'd done every time he'd had one involving this creature. To be specific, they'd done this every time he'd dreamed of a particular thing, someone they referred to as the God King. That was what the entity called himself. He remembered the first time he'd heard the being say it. Asleep and scared, he'd been lucid dreaming. The figure had stood a meter or two in front of him, shrouded in darkness. This being was larger than any human or human-like creature in his universe. He'd been looking down, his glowing red eyes lighting the darkness around his head. People, persons, humanity. To me, you're less than insects, and insects don't consider themselves important. Does a slug know its place in the universe? No, nor should it. Humans? You don't know your place either. But you think it's greater than it is. Come to me, insect. Come to the God King. Khan didn't think of the name in the capitalized version, but there wasn't any doubt that the being in his dreams did. Before we run this, is there anything you want to say? The scientist on the right side of the screen asked. Constantine called him Beenan, his last name, since he didn't know his first. I don't think so. It's still hard for me to remember everything when I wake up. Khan's eyes narrowed as he thought. Oh, yeah. In the end, he does something odd. I wasn't sure what he was doing, but look out for it. The cap on his head allowed them to replay the dream, though it wasn't perfectly captured. The human mind wasn't a computer system, and even Khan's modifications couldn't make it so. Sometimes the images blacked out, or the audio would die as the video played. Here we go, said the scientist on the left, Jacobs. He touched a button on the tiny black remote in his right hand. Static rolled across the screen. The God King, shrouded in darkness, was standing on a dark world. Light shone from above, pale and weak, casting shadows across him. It's come to my attention that... His words warbled and something was lost. Jacobs didn't rewind and replay the part they'd missed. They had tried that before and knew it was futile. They only watched. They had to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?